Right now, Jan Hocken is going to read from Uri Avneri.
This is a piece called Molten Lead, available on his website and also through the website of Gosh Shalom, the peace organization Israel. Uri Avneri, a former Israeli cabinet member, soldier, journalist, and author of many books on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and leading voice in the Israeli left and peace movement, is also a founding member of Gosh Shalom, formed by Jewish and Arab Israelis, and the organization that has become the leading, if not sole voice in Israel, calling for the creation of the state of Palestine in all of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, the release of all Palestinian prisoners, the dismantling of all settlements, and the recognition of Jerusalem as the joint capital of both states. So I'm reading from a piece that Avneri wrote on January 3rd, about a week after the military action, Israeli military action against Gaza. Just after midnight, Al Jazeera's Arabic channel was reporting on events in Gaza. Suddenly, the camera was pointing upwards toward the dark sky. The screen was pitch black. Nothing could be seen. But there was a sound to be heard, the noise of airplanes, a frightening, a terrifying droning. It was impossible not to think about the tens of thousands of Gazan children who were hearing that sound at that moment, clinging with fright, paralyzed by fear, waiting for the bombs to fall. Israel must defend itself against the rockets that are terrorizing our southern towns, Israeli spokesman explained. Palestinians must respond to the killing of their fighters inside the Gaza Strip, the Hamas spokesman declared. As a matter of fact, the ceasefire did not collapse because there was no real ceasefire to start with. The main argument for any ceasefire, the main requirement for any ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, must be the opening of the border crossings. There can be no life in Gaza without a steady flow of supplies. But the crossings were not opened, except for a few hours now and again. The blockade on land, on sea, and in the air against 1.5 million human beings is an act of war as much as any dropping of bombs or launching of rockets. It paralyzes life in the Gaza Strip, eliminating most sources of employment, pushing hundreds of thousands to the brink of starvation, stopping most hospitals from functioning, disrupting the supply of electricity and water. Those who decided to close the crossings under whatever pretext knew that there is no real ceasefire under these conditions. Then there came the small provocations, which were designed to get Hamas to react. After several months in which hardly any Qassam rockets were launched, an army unit was sent into the strip in order to destroy a tunnel that came close to the border fence. From a purely military point of view, it would have made more sense to lay an ambush on our side of the fence. But the aim was to find a pretext for the termination of the ceasefire, in a way that made it plausible to put the blame on the Palestinians. And indeed, after several small such actions in which Hamas fighters were killed, Hamas retaliated with a massive launch of rockets, and lo and behold, the ceasefire was at an end. Everybody blamed Hamas. What was the aim? Tzipi Livni announced it openly, to liquidate Hamas rule in Gaza. The Qassams only served only as a pretext. Yet for years, the occupation authorities favored the Islamic movement in the occupied territories. All other political activities were rigorously suppressed, but their activities in the mosques were permitted. The calculation was simple and naive. At the time, the PLO was considered the main enemy. Yasser Arafat was the current Satan. The Islamic movement was preaching against the PLO and Arafat and was therefore viewed as an ally. With the outbreak of the first Intifada in 1987, the Islamic movement officially renamed itself Hamas and joined the fight. Even then, Israel took no action against them for almost a year, while Fatah members were executed or imprisoned in large numbers. Since then, the wheel has turned. Hamas has now become the current Satan, and the PLO is considered by many in Israel almost a branch of the Zionist organization. The logical conclusion for an Israeli government seeking peace would have been to make wide-ranging concessions to the Fatah leadership. Nothing of this has happened, however. On the contrary, after the murder of Arafat, Ariel Sharon declared that Mahmoud Abbas, who took his place, was a plucked chicken, Abbas was not allowed even the slightest of political achievement. The negotiations under American auspices became a joke. The most authentic Fatah leader, Marwan Barghouti, was sent to prison for life. Instead of a massive prisoner release, there were petty and insulting gestures. Abbas was systematically humiliated. Fatah looked like an empty shell, and Hamas won a resounding victory in the Palestinian election, the most democratic election ever held in the Arab world. Israel boycotted the elected government. In the ensuing internal struggle, Hamas assumed direct control over the Gaza Strip. And now, after all this, the government of Israel decided to liquidate Hamas rule in Gaza with blood, fire, and columns of smoke. It would be more accurate to call it the election war. According to polls, Barak's predicted election result rose within 48 hours by 5 Knesset seats, about 80 dead Palestinians for each seat. But it is difficult to walk on a pile of dead bodies. The success may evaporate in a minute if the war comes to be considered by the Israeli public as a failure. For example, if the rockets continue to hit Beersheba or if the ground attack leads to heavy Israeli casualties. Another reason for the timing. These are George Bush's last days in the White House. This blood-soaked moron could be expected to support the war enthusiastically, as indeed he did. Barack Obama has not yet entered office and had a ready-made pretext for keeping silent. There is only one president. The silence does not bode well for the term of President Obama or the people of Gaza. This is a reading from Yuri Avneri. The piece is called Molten Lead, and it's available through his website or the website of Gush Shalom, which is a peace organization formed by Jewish and Arab Israelis that has been part of a very struggling left peace group in Israel.